Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is up next, but first I'd like to tell you about a few of the stories we're working on for this week's show. By the time our program airs this weekend, we'll know which two teams will have emerged from the NCAA's first college football playoff semifinal. We'll talk to Yahoo Sports columnist Dan Wetzel about whether the new system is any better than the old system. No one was surprised when the New York Jets fired head coach Rex Ryan on what's become known as Black Monday. Lots of other teams parted ways with their coaches, too. But Bleacher Report's Mike Tanier says the real story is what happens in interviews to fill those vacant positions. We'll talk to Tanier about the questions he'd ask of every prospective NFL coach. Plus, our annual conversation about sports writing with Best American Sports Writing series editor Glenn Stout and 2014 guest editor Christopher McDougall. They'll share some of their favorite stories from the most recent compilation. And speaking of the year that's passed, Bill will ask many of Only a Game's favorite guests to describe the most important development in sports in 2014. All that and more on this weekend's Only a Game. In this week's commentary, while most football observers are focused on the college football playoffs and the NFL postseason, Bill has discovered a story about a football partnership dedicated to healing.
Since 1993, the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, has been working to rehabilitate veterans of the military who've suffered traumatic brain injuries in combat. Recently, the center's program, called After the Impact, has also begun serving football players experiencing impairment as a result of concussions or subconcussive hits. According to the NFL, almost 30% of the players retired from the league suffer or will suffer from conditions related to brain injury, conditions that include chronic traumatic encephalopathy, ALS, and dementia. According to the Brain Trauma Foundation in Michigan, between 10 and 20% of veterans returning from Iraq have suffered traumatic brain injury. Some of them are permanently disabled, and some experience or anticipate the symptoms, which have been widely publicized in connection with the lawsuit brought against the NFL by thousands of retired players. Symptoms such as mood swings, memory loss, erratic behavior, and suicide. After the Impact pairs former NFL players with combat veterans in therapeutic activities. According to Devin Hutchings, the program's director, the vets and former players, quote, create a brotherhood based on their mutual respect as well as the similar challenges they face. As he put it, guys getting out of the military and guys leaving football face the same question. What do we do now? The need for such a program is obvious, and the former players and former servicemen who will benefit from it are fortunate. Thousands of those who went before them in both professions have suffered and died for lack of knowledge about their conditions and the failure and neglect of those who should have been serving them. But it's sad to realize that under current conditions, After the Impact is not likely to lack for clients going forward. Obviously, war and football are not the only activities in which participants risk traumatic brain injury. Just as obviously, equating war and football is silly. History suggests that the former will always be with us, at least until we evolve beyond our present state. The latter is a game played for the entertainment of millions of fans and the enrichment of team owners, league executives, and the relatively few players fortunate enough to have long careers. As the new year begins, may our evolving proceed as quickly as possible, and may the damaged veterans of our national wars and the players disabled by our national game continue to find healing together.